So hacking is on the rise. Hacking that strikes at the very nerve centers that control our lives. The CIA, the IMF, the Senate, for crying out loud. Even our video game consoles are vulnerable. Everything about us is online, and everything online is in jeopardy. Or not. Security technologist Bruce Schneier says that hacking has always been with us. In fact, he compares the recent coverage of hacking to the perennial media frenzies over shark attacks. They're attention-grabbing, but not really worth the airtime expended. But it's fun and easy, he says, when groups like Lulzsec and Anonymous are only too willing to mug for the cameras.
I don't see these attacks being out of the ordinary or more numerous or even nastier. I mean, this is stuff we've been seeing for years and years. The criminals have always been stealing credit card numbers. I don't see it as an epidemic in anything but media attention to it.
Although at least one of the hacker groups, Lulzsec, has a request line for crying out loud. Listen to this.
Bonjour. You have reached the voicemail box of Pierre Dubois and François Deluxe. We are not available right now as we are busy raping your internet. Leave a message and we will get back to you whenever we feel like.
Isn't that worthy of media attention?
Oh, I think it is worthy of media attention, but I'm not sure it's anything new. I mean, honestly, there have always been hacker groups who chat online and do these fun things. This is actually what hacking was before the criminals discovered it. It was just kids playing politics and looking for bragging rights by hacking into commercial websites or government websites. So this Lulzsec group, and like the Anonymous group, it's now bubbling to the top of media attention, which unfortunately, because these guys want attention, they're doing more stuff.
Are you suggesting that these breaches happen all the time, putting my personal information at risk and I don't even know about it?
Oh, yeah, all the time, for years. I guarantee you have credit card numbers in your wallet right now, every one of your listeners does, that has been hacked. Maybe this month, maybe last year. This is what happens. Most criminal groups don't make a lot of noise. Most of the time, those attacks go unnoticed. The companies that experience them, usually they're forced to announce it. They do it as quietly as possible. You know, generally, these things aren't made a big deal of. But yes, this happens all the time, which should really let you know how little a risk this is. I mean, yes, there's a risk of credit card fraud, but when you see a hacking in the media, it doesn't mean the risk is greater. It just means this one, out of all the hundreds that happened, the media decided it's worth paying attention to.
Now, we just got off the phone with Emmanuel Goldstein of 2600, the Hacker Quarterly, and he says that all of this activity, whether more prevalent or not, is all ultimately for the cause of good, for exposing security vulnerabilities, and I should be happy that this is going on. Should I be happy that this is going on?
Some of it, but not a lot of it, right? You know, when there's hacks from the Chinese, which might be government-sponsored, going into U.S. corporate and government sites, I don't see a lot of good that comes from that. When someone like Lulzsec breaks into a site because they can, a lot of security professionals look at that and said, we told you so. You know, we've been telling these companies for years and years that their security isn't very good. And they've been not listening. So here's a hacker group that actually is not just saying it, they're demonstrating it. And that, in the end, oddly enough, will make us safer. The vulnerability that hackers used to break into Citibank was embarrassingly stupid. It's kindergarten security they got wrong. Right? That shouldn't happen in 2011.
The culture of hacking is so anti-authoritarian. And they kind of get to decide for themselves what constitutes right and wrong. Are you concerned at all that Lulzsec or some other group will create mischief that goes far beyond exposing security vulnerabilities into something, you know, far more malicious or at least dangerous?
Well, you know, the culture of online hacking is as varied as the culture of real crime. You've got groups like Lulzsec, which are basically kids goofing off. There's actually real criminals, both lone criminals, organized crime, national, international, that are stealing identity information, credit card numbers, that are basically committing fraud. You also have national intelligence groups who are very quiet. They never want to make the news, but they are quietly penetrating networks, trying to get information and potentially doing a lot of harm to national security. So it's really wrong to talk about sort of the one hacker culture. You know, out of all those groups, LulzSec is by far the most benign.
All right, Bruce. So if this is shark attack journalism, a sudden focus on something that actually goes on all the time, what should our coverage of computer hacking be?
You know, I think what's important to the broad trends in criminal hacking, domestic and international, where the money flows, how it works, looking at liabilities. There was a case just recently decided where a corporate customer of a bank lost hundreds of thousands of dollars to fraudsters, not because of what they did, because the banks lacked security. They sued the bank, and the bank successfully argued that they were not responsible. This is extraordinarily important. Trends in what the president and what the country does in cybersecurity policy are important to cover. And these things are being covered. It's not like, you know, we're ignoring them. But these, to me, are far more important than the particular hack that happened last week.
Bruce, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Author Bruce Schneier is Chief Technology Security Officer for British Telecom.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.